Kumusta mga katagalong? Welcome po sa podcast na ito. Thank you very much for tagging along with me. So, ngayon pag-usapan po natin yung nagdaang linggo. Hindi ito nagdaang linggo, no? So, mga base sa pag-edit ng podcast na ito ay yung matagal na matagal by podcast and live streams or standards na 2 weeks na. 2 weeks na yun na nakakaraan. Napag-usapan natin yung tungkol sa nangyayari na ginawa ni Luca. Si Luca. Na kung saan siya mismo yung yan. Hanapin lang na si Luca. Ayun, Pura Luca Vega. Yun. Yung ginawa ni Pura Luca Vega na pag yung nagpatugtog ng ama namin, tapos it was nagkaroon siya ng costume pa na dun sa event na yun, nagkaroon siya ng costume na kung saan parang for the Roman Catholic, for the Roman Catholics is an image of what they see as Jesus Christ. So, yung parang yung image na kay si Jesus Christ, no? So, siya, tapos may balbas pa, makeup on si, kasi si Pura Luca Vega, isang, Pura Luca Vega, nasa Pura Luca Vega. Si Pura Luca Vega, ayan, sabi dito, Pura Luca Vega, sorry, but stands by controversial ama namin performance. So, sabi ng CNN Philippines, Pura Luca Vega, the drag queen behind the viral ama namin video, apologized to those who felt uncomfortable with the performance. So, parang sinabi na, yun nga, yung kanyang performance doon. Tapos may tugtog pa sa mga nandun sa event na yun, may tugtog pa na parang rock or neo-punk type of genre na ano, pero sige, hindi ko alam kung anong genre yun, pero parang papunta sa punk, parang punk or neo-punk type na genre, but whatever it is, it's rock version of Ama Namin. So yung Ama Namin, tapos hindi pa siya nakontento, nagsulat pa siya ng yung sa Ostia, pero hindi na we will not dwell on that. So Pura Luca Vega, the drag queen behind the viral Ama Namin video on Friday, apologized to those who felt uncomfortable with the performance, but added the issue will not be the end of the worry of expressing art and practicing faith. I quote unquote, open quote, I feel like they want me to apologize, but I apologize if it made them uncomfortable. But I really did that performance as a way for me to kind of heal the exclusion I've experienced as a Catholic, as a queer person, being made to feel that I don't really belong. End quote. Vega told CNN Philippines The Source. So, The Source daw yun. So, panoorin yung The Source na yun nung in-interview siya doon. So, this is talks about yung... kasi... yung ibang mga non-Catholics, ibang Catholics like other Christians, they see this as a way of blasphemy. Pero in a way kasi, parang blasphemy din siya. Kasi based doon sa explanation ni Vega, sa kanyang side of story, apologize to those who felt uncomfortable. Ayan, diba? Pero, hindi daw niya ititigil yung expression of art. But added the issue will not be the end of the way of expressing art and practicing faith. So, parang nangyari, no? Ituloy pa niya, ituloy lang daw natin ginagawa natin, ituloy din daw yung ginagawa niya. But it is his side of the story. So, blasphemy po yung ginawa niya. In a way, blasphemy pa rin po yun kasi sinasabi niya na kasi blasphemy nga yun kasi Ano ba pag sinabing blasphemy? Sige, hanapin natin yung definition ng blasphemy. Okay? Blasphemy is the act or offense of speaking sacrilegiously about God or sacred things. About God or sacred things. So, hindi lamang nagpapatungkol ang blasphemy. Blasphemy doesn't only talk about God himself, but sacred things. So, there are things that are sacred to a religion, and then you made a mockery of it. It is considered blasphemy pa rin. After all, you cannot hit an invisible, you cannot hit God himself. Even if you believe in God, you know very well that you cannot hit God or attack God who is invisible, whom you cannot see. Thus, you will attack the very thing that you can see that is affiliated with God. Like in the case of Christians, one of it is the Eucharist or yung Ostia. Di ba yung Ostia? Or yung Host. Or Host. Whatever. Pardon my enunciation and pronunciation. Please pardon me from time to time. But I do hope that I convey where I come in from very well. So, yeah. Ang nangyari doon kay... ibig sabihin, sacred pa rin, any sacred thing, kasi sa Catholic yun, blasphemy pa rin po yun. Sa mga non-Christians, affected sila. Hindi sila affected, pero there are Christian groups that are finally being affected kasi for them, this is an attack to a Christianity. But the problem is, the thing is, they go overboard and saying and preaching and they are saying that, oh, so you want equality because Puro Loco Vega is a member of the LGBT group or LGBTQA plus group. Let's just put it LGBT plus group. So here is the thing. So regarding that, hiwalay po ang pagiging bakla. He's being gay. I don't know if he's gay or transvestite or transgender. The thing is, he's being a member of LGBT plus group, and his belief, his expression, is different. As Christians, we call it as it is. We call it as it is. As people are justifying, it's not blasphemy. Blasphemous art is blasphemy. Well, blasphemous is an adjective. You can put it as blasphemous art. Blasphemous, but there are people really who wanted to say that is blasphemous art or blasphemy. There is still a form of disagreement. Form of agreement. At least we agree at that point that there is blasphemy involved. Totoo yun. And offensive naman talaga sa mga Christians. And sabi niya, si Vega, na ginawa lang naman na kasi exclusion. He was excluded. So lumabas na rin pala sa kanya na Catholic siya. Lumabas din pala sa kanya na, kasi base dito ha, lumabas din pala sa kanya as a way for me to kind of heal the exclusion I have experienced as a Catholic. So yun ha, so as a Catholic, so he still considers himself as Catholic. Ganun din pala. So if this is the case, the Roman Catholic Church has every right to reprimand him. But I will hold that thought. The funny thing about it is, it's during the times that this come about, this Pura this Pura Luca Vega issue, the Eucharist and the Ama Namin issue, there arose, I don't know if this is just algorithm on my end, is that there are Christians who hate it when the pastor of Christ Commission Fellowship or CCF, Dr. Peter Tanchi, is with the he has a picture with those people who are very identified, who is very much identified Bishop Oriel or Pastor or Bishop Oriel Baliano. One of those in the picture is Bishop or Pastor of Dulos for Christ World Harvest and G12 Philippines Coordinator Bishop Oriel Baliano. So Oriel Baliano and Peter Tanchi had a picture with Oriel with and other pastors and here it is. So I'm seeing the picture. Hold on. Since this is only 12 minutes with this thing. So he's with Oriel Baliano is with Peter Tanchi on a picture, and there are people who reacted because Pastor Peter, Dr. Peter Tanchi is with Oriel Baliano, who is more of he's identified with prosperity theology. So kasi Dulos for Christ, for example, he's a pastor of Dulos for Christ World Harvest Ministry. It's a Pentecostal charismatic church established by Oriel Baliano. So Oriel Baliano is a former worker, according to a source of JAL Church Worldwide. According kay Baliano, quote, sinabi sa kanya ng Diyos na magkakaroon siya ng isang ministeryo na lalago at magkakaroon ng maraming miyembro na magmumula sa mga campuses. Noong 1998, yan, end quote. Noong 1998, inupisa ni Baliano pagtuturo sa isang maliit na grupo na mag-aral mula sa Far Eastern University hanggang sa ang grupo ay maging isang iglesia at makilala natin sa tinatawag na Dulos o Dulos for Christ. No? So, noong 2003, ginamit ni Baliano ang Government of 12 isang estratehiya sa pagpapalago ng iglesia na nilikha ni Cesar Cesar Castellanos. In other words, Pastor Baliano into prosperity theology. So, isa yan sa mga parang na-identify siya. Tapos, nagpa-picture ang Dr. Peter Tanchi na maraming tumitingala sa kanya. Kasi magaling talaga siya, magaling na pastor. At say matalino, tapos there are non-reformed and those who are reformed na somehow may respeto sa kanya. However, kasi ang naging problem kasi is that isa sa dapat makita natin, eto, babalik tayo dun kay Puro Luca Vega, no? Isa sa makikita natin is, eto muna, sidetrack tayo. So, si si Peter Tanchi is not a fundamentalist Christian. So, does that mean so does that mean hindi siya fundamentalist Christian? Siya ay ang orientation niya or ang kanyang position ay fundamentalist Christian, hindi siya fundamentalist Christian or hindi siya Baptistic o Baptistic na tinatawag o fundamental Baptist. So in other words, hindi siya kasi ang mga is more leaning towards evangelical Christianity. So paano ba masasabi na pag ang evangelical Christianity? So sige, pag sinabing evangelical Christianity, okay, eto, pag sinabing pag sinabing evangelical, it's a worldwide interdenominational movement within Protestant Christianity that affirms, according to Wikipedia, the centrality of being born again, in which an individual experiences personal conversion, the authority of the Bible as God's revelation to humanity, and spreading the Christian message. The word is evangelion, diba? Evangelion, which means good news. So, anong pagkakaiba nito sa fundamentalist Christianity? Sige. Fundamentalist Christianity, no? May pa tinatawag na hyper-fundamental. And Christian fundamentalism, diba? Sige. Is a religious movement emphasizing biblical literalism. In its modern form, it began in the late 19th and early 20th centuries among British and American Protestants as a reaction to theological liberalism and cultural modernism. Fundamentalists argue that 19th century modernist theologians had misunderstood or rejected certain doctrines, especially biblical inerrancy, which they considered the fundamentals of Christian faith. So, nandun yung movement na it's an attack or a reaction to theological liberalism and cultural modernism. So, ano implication nito? Si Peter Tanchi ay isang evangelical Christian. May mga iba, evangelical fundamentalist daw. Pero kasi ang evangelical is focused on sharing the good news. Kaya nga, evangelical o evangelion o good news. Pag fundamentalist naman, nakafocus doon sa it is a reaction against liberalism. Thus, isa sa mga unang nagre-react na branch of Christians in regards to continuous liberalism are the fundamentalists. So, si Peter Tanchi ay isang evangelical Christian. The evangelical Christian and fundamentalist Christian or Christian fundamentalist are in agreement for most parts as a Christian. Mag-a-agree sila na fundamentalists and evangelicals, they will agree one with another when it comes to heaven, the virgin birth. They will agree na salvation is by grace alone through faith alone, di ba? They will agree on that. The difference is, if an evangelical saw a liberal pastor or a pastor that is into a certain theology that goes somewhat against the old school Christian faith, an evangelical pastor, an evangelical will still have pictures and warm conversation, even walks have a picture side by side with them. So that is, those are evangelicals. And while fundamentalists will not have that kind of engagement to a certain degree. Yung mga talagang nagpa-practice, talagang lalayo sila because they are, this person is identified with a certain teaching when it comes to especially prosperity theology. Kasi yung prosperity theology, ano po ba yung prosperity theology? Prosperity theology. When you say prosperity theology, it's a religious belief among some charismatic Christians that financial blessings and physical well-being are always the will of God for them. For them, and that faith, sabi sa Wikipedia, gagamitin ko Wikipedia, hope I will not be butchered because I use Wikipedia, but to put it on a nutshell, the purpose of Wikipedia is to put things on a nutshell, but you still need to read from time to time. Now go. Prosperity theology is a religious belief among some charismatic Christians that financial blessing and physical well-being are always the will of God for them, and that faith, positive speech, and donations to religious causes will increase one's material wealth. Material, especially financial success, is seen as a sign of divine favor. Na, ito nga yung mga nasa prosperity theology. Na, kapag ikaw ay mayaman, ikaw ay yumayaman, ikaw ay umuunlad, ibig sabihin nun, ano yun, sign yun ng divine favor. Pero on that one, ladies and gentlemen, I disagree. There are certain instances that God will bless you in a different way. Yes, He will not. Yes, there's such a thing called sowing and reaping, but there's also such a thing called the will of God. Not because God will not make everyone rich. Like, some will become poor, some are rich, and some are just fine enough or comfortable enough. It is according to the will of God. A person being poor doesn't automatically follow that he or she is not spiritual. Now, pagsasamahin ko itong dalawang topic na ito, yung kay Pulo Cabega at saka itong prosperity theology, yung mga tao, mga pastors who are the disappointment of some of Christians because Peter Tanchi is having a picture with somebody who is identified with prosperity theology. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I drew some negative attention for not being too feisty or aggressive against blasphemy. But at the same time, I have that reservation against prosperity theology. Why is this so, ladies and gentlemen? Why is this so? Is it because I prioritize God? I do not hold God's name in the best regard. Is it because I don't recognize God's sovereignty? It's an overstatement or it's an exaggeration to say so. And why am I doing so? Simply because Pulo Loca Vega, despite his Catholic upbringing, can be considered an unbeliever. Pulo Loca Vega is what you can consider an unbeliever. Because the fact that he defies, according to him, the exclusion. What is it again? Let's return to that source about Pulo Loca Vega, and let's go back. Let's return to that. Yeah. for me to kind of heal the exclusion I have experienced. So, present participle, have experienced as a Catholic. So, meaning, this is a present participle experience. Present participle, I will not go to the details of the grammar on this one. But the thing is, he can be considered as an unbeliever because he used the word healing. He wants to heal because of the exclusion, because he was exclusion. He was he was thrown off the bus. It's like, you don't belong, that you don't belong mentality. He was giving that you don't belong here mentality. So it's what you call them. So therefore, by present standard, Paul Loca Vega can be considered as an unbeliever. And the event that happened, it was done in an event, I do not know, or let's see, this is the beauty of independent podcast. Paul Loca Vega and event. But definitely, the event that Paul Loca Vega attended is not inside the local church. It's an event composed of people who consent to that kind of practice. So hindi siya religious event, siya ay nasa labas ng church na ginawa. And judging for the interview of CNN Philippines kay Paul Loca Vega, he is considered as an unbeliever. Kasi nag-heal daw siya eh. Tapos, hindi ko alam kung ginagamit, I'm still practicing Catholic, I do not want to go to the nitty-gritty of that one. But the point is, he's still considered as an unbeliever. And besides, he did do that inside the church, he did that in an event. Party. Sa party pa yata niya ginawa. So yun ay gawain ng it's a secular event, no? Don't get me wrong on this. It's like going to an event of for example sa Bilibid. Tapos may mga nandoon na in-invite sila, mga strippers or mga sexy stars, they will perform. You will not expect a Christian believer's activity at that time, because the event is that ganun. Tapos yung mga nandoon, yung mga convicted na criminals, di ba? Na talagang, tapos yung warden pa yata ang nag-initiate ng activity, halimbawa. Oh. So, hindi siya Christian activity. Kaya, the expectations are not that much. Not because but it doesn't follow na hindi porket ikay hindi nagkaroon na expectation na ganun. It doesn't follow na you tolerate it. Even in the epistles, ang focus ng rebuke, ng correction, ng exhortation is on the believers, not the unbelievers. In fact, sa book of 1 Corinthians, yung nadisiplina doon, is a Christian, is a believer. So, naka-focus nun even the restorative process of the disciplinary action sa believers din, sa church din.
So, which leads me to the passion why I am very much against prosperity theology. Na bakit mas passionate ako against abuse, against financial and psychological, emotional abuse done inside the church. It doesn't follow that because I'm that passionate on this one, I tolerate blasphemy. It doesn't follow. It doesn't follow that way. And I never implied that. Kaso unbeliever sila eh. Puro Loco Vega is an unbeliever. What will you expect? What do you expect? I'm not lowering any standards here, but what will you expect? And on the contrary, sa pastors and preachers who are doing prosperity theology are having a form of this Christian respect. Meron siyang natatanggap na Christian respect. Kasi sabi nila, itong mga prosperity, these prosperity theologians are still preaching the gospel. Mm-hmm. That sounds reasonable enough, but the problem is, if a person is focused more on the prosperity theology, anything, for most parts, anything is associated with prosperity. Anything that is will focus and will return to prosperity. It's yun ang dun lang tayo nagkakaroon ng problema. Samantalang ang ibang Christian talaga, kahit na gaano kabait, hindi siya guarantee. Ito na, hindi guarantee sa isang Christian na kahit gaano ka kabait, yayaman ka. That's not a guarantee. The scripture never said that. While it is true that if we work hard as a Christian, physically, if we work hard and provide for the needs of our kids and for our family and for our loved ones and for ourselves, of our own selves, we will not be hungry. That's the guarantee. Pag nagtrabaho ka, hindi ka magugutom. Even sa scripture, sabi ni Paul, the Apostle Paul, kapag hindi nagtrabaho, huwag pakainin. Wala namang sinabing yayaman. Yeah. So, hard work is being commanded. Not to be lazy is being commanded. But prosperity is not an indicator. Praise be to God for prosperous, financially prosperous Christian. Because marami kayong magagawa, maraming opportunity, maraming kayong matutulungan, maraming kayong maibibigay. And in fact, if you want to, and pag dumating pa yung chance, if you want to study, you can return to school and have further study because you have the money. But it doesn't change the fact na that because you're good, you will become prosperous or financially prosperous. It's not the case. It's still under God's time, under God's prerogative. That one will be blessed. The problem is, nasa church to, penetrated to sa church yung mga gitong mindset, yung prosperity theology mindset, dahil tayo, likas tayo, respectful sa authority, non-assertive ang Pilipino in general, generally speaking, pagdating sa authority, lalo sa religious authority, lalo kung wala namang violence na nangyayari, nalulupog yung Christian, kasi tapos hindi na nila papatulan, hindi na nila sasagutin, hindi na nila magre-retaliate, it's because out of respect. That's where I'm coming from. Well, in the case of Puro Loco Vega, we can avoid that person. Sige, blasphemous ka, hindi maganda yung ginagawa mo. Bahala ka. Diba? Or, makakasalita tayo once, pero hindi natin siya pupuntahan, hindi natin siya panunuurin. We can do that. We can boycott it. Why? Simply because that's an activity that is not of a Christian. It's so convenient to do so. But, in the aspect of prosperity theology, hindi ka makakaalis basta-basta sa church na kung saan mayroong prosperity gospel. Lalo kung doon ka lumaki. lalo kung na-condition ka na yun lang ang church mo na alam, o yung affiliate lang ng church na yun. Kasi may mga malalaking church na may mga affiliate na church or galing sa kanila, sa laki nila. So nagkaroon thinking na ito lang ang church na alam na kagistan ko, pag umalsa ako sa church na to, maninibago na naman ako. So yun, that's why I'm very passionate on this one, against this one and against this practice. I'm very passionate as compared to this one, but not, it doesn't follow na hindi ko, it doesn't follow that I tolerate blasphemy. It doesn't follow that I tolerate blasphemy. I'm just aware of the fact that unbelievers will do things continuously. Will do things continuously that is not in accordance with the Word of God. So hindi siya doon ako nang gagaling na yun talaga, expected na yun. So ang gagawin mo na lang, i-remind ang mga believers na huwag ganun, na hindi tama ang blasphemy, hindi tama na gamitin ang pangalan ng Diyos sa walang kwentang bagay. Book of Exodus chapter 20. No, thou shalt take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So ladies and gentlemen, doon ako nagagaling. People who belong to the prosperity gospel, church that has prosperity gospel, na puro na lang giving pinag-uusapan, mahirap yan alisan. Kasi nasakasanay mo na, nakalakihan mo na. So, tapos, kapag binangga mo, syempre, kadalasan mga prosperity gospel na pastor, good vibes yan, positivity approach. O, ikaw nung pang masama. Pero pagka inaway mo ang isang pura Luca Vega na nagportray ng ama namin, very convenient yun. You're the hero! You're the rockstar of Christianity! Diba? Kasi, blasphemy ang nangyari. We are all attuned at that. It's not wrong. But, ang hirap nito yung sa prosperity gospel. Lalo pag ang nagpo-ponet ng prosperity gospel, may pagka-theocratic ang kanyang church policy or polity. Yung church governance niya is parang pseudo-theocracy. And I'm not bashing anyway. I'm not bashing big time here. The point is, reality naman talaga, ang hirap alisan. Lalo pag doon ka na lumaki. Tapos ang expectation, dahil nga church leader yan, ang hirap, kailangan gagalangin mo. Diba? Gagalangin mo. So yun. Kaya ganun ako ka-passionate. If you talk about the topic of blasphemy, you can talk about it on a sermon about blasphemy, about taking the name of the Lord in vain, about how we must respect God's name because God is sovereign. So, God is holy, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. That's why His name should not be blasphemed. Because He's our Creator. Totoo yun. Totoo yun. At the same time, itong mga tao na to sa prosperity na biktima ng prosperity gospel, prosperity theology, na nagagaslight pa sila kapag ano. And funny thing is, wala ka, hindi ka kakampihan masyado kahit na mayroong forms of microabuses when you hit ang prosperity gospel pastor. Hindi ka kakampihan. It's so convenient sa isang tao na magsabi na this is the problem, we're so confident, we're so passionate. Yes, we need to be angry at something like that. But the reality is, prosperity gospel is mentioned inside the church. you cannot mention that in a bar. You cannot mention that in a hotel. You cannot mention that in a club. You cannot mention that in a secular event. You only mention that inside the church, inside that ecclesial community. People dressing as people who are professing Christians. Etong mga nasa gumawa ng blasphemy, they're not Christians. So hindi mo sila mapupush to become Christian. You can state your position. Kaya nga naapekto si Pulo Cabega eh. O kaya nga nagpa-interview siya sa CNN Philippines eh. But at the same time, look what happened pagdating dito sa mga prosperity theologians na to. Prosperity, yung mga churches who is into prosperity gospel. Kawawa sila. Kawawa yung mga Christians na nabiktima ng prosperity gospel. Yung iba natutuwa dahil nga, engaging naman yung isang preacher na kilala namin sa ibang bansa. Ah. Charismatic siya. Hindi siya katulad ng ibang tao dito. Pero it doesn't follow na porket ganun ang position ng isang tao, porket ganun siya ka-charismatico, hindi ka na, kaya ka hindi magsaside doon, hindi ka magsaside dito sa mga taong into non-prosperity theology kasi ang toxic ng mga pastors dito. Ganun ang position mo. So I will side with somebody who is charismatic, who is a charismatic person, who is so engaging pero leaning towards prosperity and motivation speaking lang. But the truth is, maraming naapektuhan ng ganitong klaseng gospel. And I will not be exclusively, this is not exclusive on prosperity gospel. Church abuse. Church hurt na sinasabi. People that they're getting hurt inside the church. Under the guise of leadership and authority, hindi sila makapalag. Hindi sila makapalag kasi may sinasabi, touch not God's anointed. And I'm saying this on a tone that is not rude to the current serving pastors. Kasi tinawag kayo ng Panginoon and my respect goes to you. Tinawag kayo ng Panginoon. It's a high calling. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, kapag dahil nga dyan sa high calling na yan, hindi sila makasalita. Hindi sila maka-open up. At hindi sila hindi sila. So ang gagawin na lang niya, aalis na sila ng tahimik. Passive-aggressive. Tapos makikita mo, mga banat ay pasimple. Paano? Hindi nila matiretsa. Paano hindi naman diretsa? Kasi nga magmumukha sila masamang tao. When in fact, naabuso lang sila. When in fact, dahil sa abuses na meron sila, kaya nga may mga kilala akong group ng kabataan na talagang sumabog na lang talaga eh. Kaya ganun lang ang passion nila eh. It's because sumabog sila after all these years of being suppressed. May certain level of what do you call this, of prosperity theology ang ginagawa ng pastor na yon. Kaya nangyari, nagsialisan yung ibang membro. Passive-aggressively. And that's the reason why my passion is there. Maraming umaalis. Kasi dito kay Puro Loco Vega, I get it. Blasphemy siya. God will take care of that. Matindi ang consequence niyan. And I'm sad. Kasi yan yung sinasabi ni Jerry Bridges na poor in spirit. Yung sinasabi sa Beatitude, the blessed that the poor in spirit. Meaning we have that sad, na we are more of sad than angry for people who commit sins. Hindi tayo, kumbaga, nandun yung galit, nandun yung inis, pero mas nananaig yung sadness. Why? Because sadness implies a form of humility. Na kasi kaya tayo malungkot, kasi part of us, naunawa natin siya kaya siya nagbablaspim kasi he was excluded in the Catholic faith. He was excluded. as a member, because he's a member of LGBT plus, member of the LGBT plus group. Pero dito sa mga, dito sa prosperity gospel and other abuses within the church, umasa ang mga believers that they are in the same hands. Hindi sila pupunta doon sa hindi safe. Kaya sila pumunta sa church because they felt safe. They want to feel safe. Tapos biglang maaabuso sila. That's the passion. That's where my passion is coming from. Not because I put blasphemy in low regard. On the contrary, it is because I'm sad that people cannot retaliate out of respect to authority figures. To authority, Christian authority figures. And these Christians, most probably, will not commit blasphemy. And chances are, if the leadership ignored them, kapag sumabog yan, pupunta din sila sa blasphemy. They will blaspheme God's name because they are so frustrated with what happened to them in the mainstream Christianity. Baka mag-blaspheme sila. Doon din sila pupunta. They might blaspheme God's name out of frustration. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, may part tayo dun. That's where I'm coming from. The helplessness, the mental, emotional helplessness of believers who follow Christian leaders, as compared to an unbeliever who mentioned blasphemy. And the result, baka pumunta din sa blasphemy itong mga Christian na to who got so frustrated. All because they're not taken care of, or their concerns of certain abuse were not taken care of. It's 47 minutes now, or almost 48 minutes. And this is Ian Along. Thank you for listening, and thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along.